Okay, I am Joan Rivers, and I'm sitting in today, and I don't know why, for Leonard Lopez, because I think he's so wonderful, but I guess he's on vacation. Or let's hope Horne around. Let's hope he's having a good time. We just did the Johnny Carson book, so I'm still talking about that. And we're on WNYC and also WNYC.org. And my next guest is someone. New York is so filled with people that is so fascinating and interesting. I have a very good friend named Margie Stern, and she's always in Bill Cunningham's column looking amazing every Sunday in an outfit, and she's on all the boards, and she goes to the opera, and she looks like a lady who lunches, but she is so smart. And she and her husband, Michael, got together when they have all this money that they inherited and made and did everything, which we'll talk about, and decided they were going to do something wonderful. And they started, she in 2007, she found a way to combine her philanthropic thoughts with her love of fashion and retail. She opened up on her own, with her own money, a children's clothing store called A Time for Children, which is on the Upper West Side. We'll find out exactly where. And the store teaches people how to run a store, how to deal with people, how to order, how to be a salesperson, how to sweep a sidewalk, how to take care of a store. And then they go on in life. They graduate, and they go to Bloomingdale's and to Barney's. And she's giving them ways to make their way through life. It's so great. The entire proceeds go to the Children's Aid Society, which is just amazing. And we have Margie here to talk first how she did the whole thing. And then we have brought two ladies, and tell me your names. Blanca. Give me your last name.
Morisinos.
That's why I wanted to get it from you, because I'm so bad with names. And Catherine.
Catherine Aponte.
And we're going to talk with the ladies and find out how they got there, or what they're doing, and all the good things. But first, we're going to talk about Margie, because how did you get the idea?
Well, I've been in the retail, but, well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Joan. I love the opportunity to be here, and I really appreciate it.
This will cost you a deal.
Of course. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm willing. My family has been associated with the Children's Aid Society for over 25 years, and they do wonderful things. They go in and they intercede with families, and they save lives, and they've been around for 100 years. And I felt that my background was retail. I've been in the retail business practically all my life with three different stores in New York. And I really wanted to work with young people, and I thought I could make a difference, not just giving money to the Children's Aid Society, but I had this idea that if I opened up a store and used it as a workshop, I could train young people to go out in the retail environment, which is a wonderful place to be because you do not need to have a college degree. And what happens with a lot of these stores, they promote from within. So if you go in as an intern, where you go in with a low pay job, you can be a buyer. You can even go be a manager or and whatever. And I thought, this is something I know how to do.
Now, first of all, where is the store?
The store is 506 Amsterdam Avenue. It's okay. Called A Time for Children, between 84th and 85th on the east side of the street.
And let me just tell anybody, when somebody has a baby, I just call Margie up and I say, send a basket. And I give her the price, and I get, oh, my God, I've never seen such a great basket in my life. Stuff is wonderful, because you are the buyer.
I'm the buyer. I have a lot of help. I have Gwen White, who works for me. Some of our young people, they actually go through catalogs. It's not just me. I mean, of course, it's me, too, but I have to say I rely a lot on Catherine. Catherine came to my office this morning, and we had some time, and I had about five catalogs, and I said, just go through the catalogs. Make circles around what you think will sell, and put sticky pads.
Okay, now I have Blanca here and Catherine. How did you know that these would be good girls? Two questions before we get to that, though. How many people have gone through the store already?
Well, we've
how
been...
How many students, whatever you want to call them?
Okay, let me do the math. But basically, we take... It's been 6.5 years, and we take 10 young people every... 4 months, so I don't know, I can't do the math, okay. But whatever, it's a lot. It's a lot.
How did you know that Blanca and Catherine would be good? And how many have you had to say, I'm sorry, Louise, but you're out of here?
Well, it's interesting you say that. You never know, of course. And everybody looks really good in an interview. It's like anything else in life. You put your best foot forward. In the very beginning, when I first started, I didn't want anybody to feel rejected. So I took everybody. Uh-huh. So we would have these meetings with 40 young people, and everybody got in. And even if we did it a rotation. We don't consider this a job because they're on rotation. It's a workshop to learn. And so I took everybody. Anybody who applied, you're in. Because I felt there's so much rejection in life anyway, and I couldn't do it. So then I wised up because some of these young people were just not ready to work,
well,
to tell
like
you the
everybody.
Truth. It's like everybody, exactly. But there's no way to really know. And we do an now, of course, after 6.5 years, we do an interview process where we talk to them ahead of time. The big thing that I tell them, I have two things I tell them, which is very important. Number one, don't even think of applying for this job unless, number one, you're going to show up for work. That's number one. And number two, if you can't come to work and you have to be on time, you must call us 24 hours in advance because you leave all of us hanging. And so if you can't do that, we're lenient. We give them two times. Now, if you're out in the real world and you're late, You're out the door. You're punching a time clock. And it's the same thing if you don't show up to work. But because they're young people, we give them a little bit of a break. But we've eliminated. You're out of the program. And
yeah, which makes, well, you're teaching them real life.
I'm teaching them real life. I also don't consider it a failure when we lose somebody because it's a life lesson. I feel if you learn nothing else from this, then you learn you must show up on time. It's just part of living.
Now, how long have you been there, Blanca, and how long have you been there, Catherine?
I've been there for 5 years now.
So obviously you're not going to graduate. How can Catherine be there for 5 years?
Because, well, she's...
You're going to have to start not showing up for work.
No, Catherine is now my assistant manager. Yeah. Catherine is a college graduate. She's an assistant manager on the weekends.
So you really use this to step up and get a real job?
Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah, and with going to school, so I'm going to use this later on. So,
what are you studying?
Well, I'm studying HR management.
What does that mean?
Human resource management.
Okay.
So that's where I'm heading for.
I'm talking with Marjorie Stern, who runs a nonprofit. I guess you would
nonprofit.
Call it, wonderful store called A Time for Children, which she takes in people from mainly inner city, I guess, or
yes.
whatever, and trains them and shows them how to run a store and get used to the business world and life, which is an amazing thing. Absolutely amazing. Now, let me ask you, Blanca, how long have you been with the store? Are you no longer there? Are you a graduate? Or?
Yeah, I graduated. I was there since the summer, so it started in June, the program. And I recently graduated with my bachelor's right now in January.
So you are working while you're going to school?
Yes.
Did you get paid?
Of course.
Oh, no. So that's really good. It's not just an internship.
Oh no, we pay them from the very beginning. I don't believe in something for nothing. I tell you the truth. Nobody works hard unless they get paid.
Let's minimum wage, I hope.
A little bit more.
No, I don't mean that.
A little bit more than minimum.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now, what do you want to do? Okay, Catherine wants to go on and go into human resources.
Well, my goal is to open up my own nonprofit organization, and right now for my graduate studies, I'm going to be studying art therapy, so my organization that I wanted to start would be surrounding performing arts.
What was the hardest thing in Margie's store? And I want to hear one horrible story from a terrible customer. Because you tell me stories about mothers that come back after they've worn the clothes. I mean, it's not. Do they know it's a nonprofit when they have the nerve to return things?
It's the nature of the beast. I just think that people come in and they want something for nothing. I mean, I have to say up front, most of our customers are wonderful. They really are. We are on the Upper West Side. It's a neighborhood. Everybody's very caring. But you do. It's the world. I mean, you do get these women that come in and feel a sense of entitlement. And let's face it, New Yorkers are tough people. We're all out there fighting whatever. But the majority of our people are very nice. And I'm sure these ladies will tell you that.
Well, they're not going to tell me the truth.
No, of course
you're
not.
Sitting here. Catherine, so yes. Human resources. So you're learning to really deal with people.
Yes.
And people that want to return something.
Yes, and all the drama that comes under that. So,
are you having a good time in the store?
Yeah.
What have you learned?
Well,
in the 5.5 years?
Yeah, I came from nothing to something. Like, I was very shy. I didn't like to speak. So now, being there, I think, like, the customer service and the communication skills, like, it's a 10 now from nothing, you know? And I think that's a plus. You got to learn how to deal with customers
people.
And people in general. So I feel like that was a plus.
And what about you?
Well, I learned that it's important as far as, like, you know, we had to learn the merchandise, where it came from, and how it served the people in the community. Because, you know, there's certain merchandise that probably wouldn't sell, you know, on the east side that was, you know, that would sell on the west side. So, you know, learning about...
How do I know
yeah.
that?
So, you know,
listening out of town. Well, everyone, that's anyone, lives on the east side. Of it.
Right.
Jackie O was buried on the east side. I mean, you know, we just dug up Park Avenue, pushed her in. And then there's the west side, which the intellectuals live on. So it is a really different kind of mindset.
Yeah, and then in, you know, just learning about the merchandise, you can yeah. learn a lot about the people in the community and what they like and what they don't like and how to best serve them.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a learning experience. Also, I also learned to open up, you know, just with the group of people that I work with, because I learned that working as a team is more effective than just, you know, working on your own. You know, and especially, like, I had other retail experiences in bigger stores, and, you know, you kind of like working alone when you're working on commission is kind of like every man for itself.
Yes.
So being in this environment was totally different because I had, like, support from the staff, support from the managers. So it was a very great experience.
What taught you, and I'm not being joking now, Margie.
Sure.
Even though we joke around a lot.
I know.
We get tattoos together. I mean, we're two insane women. But what taught you really to care? I might be...
No,
I mean,
I know you're not. No, you're serious. You're being honest.
And
I... No, no, no. I'm a New Yorker. I've lived here all my life, really. I'm Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn girl. I think at a certain point in your life, you look back and you think, I've been really privileged in my life in a lot of ways, and I need to give back, and I need to give back to New York City, and I need to give back to children of New York. And I know that, you know, as you know, my husband is very involved with the charter school in the Bronx, and
yes.
and he's very involved with the Cambodian hospital, which is wonderful. They need all the help they can get. However, I think we in New York...
I sent them Purell.
I'm glad.
Go ahead.
Don't make me laugh. I think that in New York, we have a lot of problems in New York, and a lot of young people need us. And I've, in all honesty, and I sound like I'm a Pollyanna in saying this, I think I have learned more, and I've come to a different place in my life than I was before. I mean, I'm the one that's very appreciative. I really thank these young people for opening up and showing me another part of New York City.
First of all, you are the embodiment of one person makes a difference, which I always think is,
thank
is,
you,
is true. Why hasn't this idea spread? I mean, why hasn't somebody else said, gee, what a good idea? Why hasn't somebody else opened up a store?
I don't know, because
it's such
you know,
a clever idea. It's such a smart idea.
The Children's Aid Society has said that to me, too, that we're the only ones that they know of. I mean, 100% of our profits go to the Children's Aid Society. And it's a very interesting question. I don't know why. Through the years, in 6.5 years, I've had people call me and say, what a great idea. Can you help? And after one phone call, where are they? They disappear. And I think it's a commitment of money. It's a commitment of time. It's a lot of work. It's working. It's everyday working. You know, it's buying. It's dealing with customers. It's dealing with problems. I mean, I have a laundry list of problems. And if you don't want to work, it's not for somebody who wants to drop in every once in a while. It's work, and work is work.
So, Ro, give me, Catherine, a typical day? What happens? Who opens the store? Who does the merchandise? Who fixes the shelves? Who? Yeah, but fast, because we only have like half a minute. But
okay, yeah. Well, so the manager will come in, or I'm a weekend manager. I do weekend management, so I would open the store, and I usually have somebody coming in with me, and we'll set up, make sure everything is set. We put signs out in the front, sweep up the front, make sure there's no garbage, and pretty much prepare ourselves for the day. Yes, make sure bags are stocked. And
I think you two are amazing, and you should see how cute looking these girls are too.
Yeah, very.
Thank
Margie,
you.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Margie Stern, the owner of Manhattan Store, A Time for Children, and we've been joined by Catherine Aponte.
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Yes.
And Blanca
Morrisinos.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with the two of you. Margie said you were adorable,
and you are adorable.
And Margie, what you're doing, you should be blessed.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.